You're listening to Session 1 featuring The Wild from Your Guide to Virtual Reality Meeting and Collaboration Software, recorded on April 2nd, 2020.
Hey, good morning, everyone, on this Thursday, April 2nd. I don't know what
it's the 187th day of March, except now
I don't know what day of the week is.
Now it's actually April.
I guess it's day 30 of the pandemic. I don't know what day of that is either, but it's just surreal. But we have, we just passed over 900 signups, and we have 400 people live right now watching with this kickoff. I want to introduce Joanna Popper, who is the global head of location-based entertainment for VR for HP. And really want to thank you, Joanna, and HP for being the lead sponsor and being my co-moderator for the next 7 hours.
Yes, we're here together apart while we're all staying home. We're so excited to have you all here. Thank you, everyone. We know, you know, here at HP, and I'm sure all of you have been getting so many questions on how to use virtual reality, how to use remote collaboration tools during this time that many of us are staying at home, working from home, being remote, and, you know, so we are here to talk to you about that today. We have 11 different platforms that are going to be talking with us. So we are so excited. Each platform has something different to offer for a different industry or a different use case. So very, very excited that we're here with you all. And also, let's just start by saying first, shout out to all the essential workers, healthcare workers, government officials, people who are transporting goods on our behalf and allowing us the luxury to stay at home and to be using our virtual reality platforms and other digital life type platforms to have us all be connected here. Someone just asked if this being recorded. Yes, it is. So for those of you who may be on a time zone who can't stay up with us for all the hours in a row, you can see it on Crowdcast afterwards.
Yeah, everything is being recorded. Everything will be posted and available on VR Voice next week. You'll receive an email notice about it. If you're experiencing any audio issues or delay issues, it can be very dependent on your own bandwidth. So if you don't have a great connection at home, you know, it can get a little
blame stuttery. It on the audience, Bob. That's nice.
You can always try refreshing your browser. That always cleans things up usually. If you want to submit a question for Gabe, at the bottom is ask a question. You can also upvote questions. And also, please be aware that they're running a special promotion. There's a call to button action right there called the Wild 3-for-2 promotion that'll take you right to that. So with that, Gabe, I'm going to hand it over to you. Do you want to go ahead and start sharing your screen so you're set up?
Yeah, I can start. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. Terrific. Thank you so much for having us. My name is Gabe Paez, founder and CEO of The Wild. And The Wild is an immersive collaboration platform for your team to work together in augmented and virtual reality. And I'm super excited to just dive right into it and show you what it's all about and what it looks like. So I am going to go ahead and share my second screen here. Great. Oh, it's actually the full screen. How do you switch right? Okay, there we go. Sorry, I'm going to share my full screen. See, I should have done it, Bob. You were right.
It's okay.
Done it okay. Time. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, and then I'm going to focus on the full screen so people Excellent. Will see that and you'll be in the Thank corner. You.
Okay, so I want to talk, you know, in the context of showing you what The Wild is and what it looks like to experience it. I'll be talking, of course, a little bit about our times and where we're at right now. Of course, this is unprecedented. We have a time when all of a sudden, you know, basically the entire workforce of the world is working remotely, and it has just elevated this topic of what it's like to work, not just work from home, but have a distributed workforce trying to work as one in alignment across time zones, across physical locations. And luckily, that is one of the real superpowers of immersive computing, is in bringing us together in an unprecedented way. So just to break down The Wild a little bit here, you have access in The Wild to different teams. These can be different companies, different teams within one, within your company. Within one company, and those live over here on the left. Then you've got projects, and inside of those projects, you have spaces, collections, and all sorts of content. So there's a big content management and sharing component to the Wild. Within this demo project here, I'm able to go ahead and create a space, and I'm just gonna start with a blank one and call it VR Voice, and just create that from nothing. There are integrations where you can also integrate with third-party applications to bring content that you're working on in programs like Revit and SketchUp directly into the Wild and connect those to your space in the Wild. But I'm just gonna start with an empty one for now and show you what that looks like. So right here, I can go ahead and share that and copy an invite to this space. And then let me just go ahead and move over here to Slack, and I'm going to share that with my team who's going to help me inside. So if I click onto here, you can see I joined right in, and it looks like Misha's already joined us inside of this space. Hey, Misha.
Hey there. How's it going?
Great. So you can see I'm actually on a Windows computer right now, logged in just in 2D view. That's how, you know, I'm not in a headset. Misha is, Misha, what's your setup where you are?
So I'm working out of my home in Salem, Oregon, and I'm set up with a Vive Pro I actually.
And then thanks, Misha. So it looks like we also have Nick here. What's your setup, Nick?
I'm just in my kitchen at my home in Portland on a quest.
Excellent. I'm in my basement. I should have mentioned that. Coming to you live from a basement in Portland, Oregon, United States. Okay, great. So yes. So we got Misha and Nick here. I think Clay is also going to join us momentarily. And I also should say we have a couple people from our team in the chat. So if you have any questions directly in the chat, feel free to keep active there while we're talking, and they might be able to even pipe in and answer some of your questions. So the Wild, I'm joining on a Windows computer, but the Wild also supports Mac. We have pretty wide platform support in terms of virtual reality headsets. You can join from a Vive, from a Rift, from Windows Mixed Reality device, from an Oculus Quest, from a Windows computer like I'm on here in 2D mode, and from Mac in 2D as well. One of the common workflows we're seeing is, especially for people that use Mac every day but want to get started with virtual reality. Oh, great. Where are you? There she is.
Right here.
Hey, Clay. Hello. Hi. So Clay's joining on a quest as well, right, Clay?
Yes, I'm on Oculus Quest.
All right, terrific. Well, welcome. They're going to start building out a space here while I talk a little bit about the platforms. I was saying that you can join from a Mac computer and then use a Quest right alongside that. So I imagine this is a pretty sophisticated VR crowd, but for those of you who aren't down with the headsets, the Quest is a great one right here, wireless. All you need is this device. And so when paired with a Mac, it's excellent because you don't have to have like a separate VR computer. You can have your Mac that you're doing your work on and then your headset, you know, just desktop. You know, I will say one of the sort of great things that I see right now happening is this real shift toward understanding the value of what I would say conference room VR is sort of what everyone was having previously, where you have like a shared resource in your business, like this headset in a conference room that IT manages. Toward right now, I think we really need to be rethinking of what a headset at every desk looks like, which really enables the kind of workflow that I'm going to show you right now. So you'll see here, they're working sort of in scale mode. You see that they're pretty small on the tabletop. We call this the artboard. They're building out a space live. You can see that they're dragging in content. I'm going to teleport down here into immersive mode to be one-to-one scale with them. And I'm going to go ahead and have Misha break down what the library is. Can you show us your library?
Sure. So I can just summon my library, that same content management system that Gabe showed at the top. And I can go in here and navigate my projects and my collections and basically pull out all the assets that the Wild supports. So I'm in a little project here, and I'm going to pull out, you see I already pulled out some models from this collection here, some art assets. We support a variety of 3D file types, GLTF, OBJs. We also have integrations with SketchUp. So if you work in SketchUp, you can just bring in your whole model that way. But we can also bring in images. So let me scale up a little bit, move this video over, and then I'm just going to bring out a whole bunch of images here. See some sketches, and these can just be imported via drag and drop into our library. And then I can, you know, mood board, I can scale them, move them around, and basically arrange them however I like. There we go. And then let me also load in some video. We see some of the team members already loaded in videos. So I'm not going to show that, but you can see here in the background that video is already loaded in the space. And then we also have the ability to load in materials, these samples here. So these are just PBR textures, so we can have really freedom on, you know, designing the space just the way we like it.
Yeah, and one thing I'll note is we've really taken a lot of care with our interface to make it, I like to say, like, it's built based on muscle memory. So rather than just being a ton of menus that you're navigating with your controllers, we try to sort of physically activate every interaction that you have in the wild, so that you see, like, when you have the library open, a lot of there are these tabs on them that you push to sort of navigate yourself around. You reach in and you can grab the items, you pull them out, and so there's a tactileness to the wild that we really like to work on. Another thing is like a user experience principle that we have, which is called everything you can see, I can see. So there's no hidden mystery toward when Misha does anything, whether it's bringing up his library or using his tools, you know, we can see everything here, even though I'm, you know, many miles away from him right now. So Nick, where are you at? Can you come over? Oh, sorry. No, Nick's not going to show. Forget it, Nick. actually, Clay is going to be showing us the tool. Yeah. Can you give us a breakdown of the tools, Clay?
Absolutely. Okay, so we have a variety of tools here, and you click down on your controller to access the tools. And I'll just scroll through here quickly. I'm not going to show you all of them, but you can kind of get a sense of the types of tools we have.
Yep.
There we go. So one I want to show you, which is one that I really love, which is called Comment Tool. This is a speech to text interface where you hold down the trigger and you leave a comment like this. And then you've made an object that's a comment, and you can scale it large if you would like, big or small. Well, let's see, I'm trying to grab here. So you can grab and move it around. This one said small. So you can use this to have asynchronous communication with your team if you want to leave a comment, and they can come back later and see it. Another tool that I really like is our sketching tool. We have several colors here. So you could go over here and say, you know, I don't really like this, and mark that out, or you could want to move this over here. So you have several colors. So, I mean, essentially it's a drawing tool that you can use in there, which is really awesome. We have a measuring tool where you can measure your space. I was doing that earlier to try to get a sense of what the space size was, which is really great. And we have several BIM related tools, and a massing tool, which you know, you can build basically just a, you know, box where you can add this is basically the basis of how we made this space through boxes, a series of boxes. And you can use our material tool to actually you know, change colors of this box as well. So that's just kind of an overview. There's a people tool, which is really fun when you have lost people in your space. You just summon them to you. So I'm going to bring Nick and Misha my way. Come on over. Hey. And Gabe. So
Amy, yeah.
It's a way to kind of bring people and bring control to your space. Things get a little unwieldy. So that's a little overview for you. You can ask more questions in the chat. I'll turn it back over to Gabe.
Sure. So So basically, you know, this is a look at basic what you can do in terms of like an ideation work session in the wild, live building out both the environment itself and bringing content into that space. Additionally, the wild is great in that you can explore multiple spaces. So everybody, hold on. So Nick is going to bring a space out from the library. You see, he brought up his library, which Misha showed us earlier. Not only can you have content in there, but you can have spaces in there. And spaces show up as these portals, which you can see Nick just went into. Go ahead and go in, Misha. If Misha goes in, he'll fade away. Clay can go in, and then we can go in. And you'll see that once we get inside of here, this space starts to build out live. We're able to come over here and now we're in this entirely different environment. Spaces are sort of like the document type of the wild, where you can have an unlimited amount of spaces and all those spaces organized into projects inside of the wild, and then explore them together, both as a group or in isolation. And of course, who doesn't need to be doing some drinking right now? So even virtually, we can join for a happy hour. We aren't at the bars, but we are at the Pink Rabbit space. This environment was actually designed by one of our customers, OMFG Co., a local design agency, one of our first customers, and who's helped us a lot as we were initially prototyping and building out the wild. So go ahead and bring us over to that studio department, and then we're going to go ahead and start showing iOS. And Nick, do you actually, okay, yeah, bring us there first, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Okay.
So Nick, can you talk a little bit about the use cases of the wild?
Yeah. I mean, initially, one of our biggest use cases was built around AEC, so like architecture firms and construction and that type of thing. But during all of this and the new world we're living in, we've had a lot of new use cases crop up around meeting spaces or just having a spot to hop in and get away from it all. But we have, an app, a company that designs 2D apps, and they bring in the screens, they review, they all live in three different cities across the whole world, and they meet twice a month. And then they are able to review even asynchronously if they need to. We have some companies that do merchandising, so they do retail design, go in and like place all the shoes and the shirts throughout a store and see how that looks. Obviously, like I said, construction, architecture. We have a company that makes signage for events. And so they'll create kind of the whole event space and place signs everywhere. So it's all across the board. It's really exciting seeing how people are using it even more, even to a point where they're using the wild to replace like slide presentations and have it be a slightly more interactive situation for everybody.
Thanks, Nick. So I'm going to actually go ahead and share my iPad with you guys. Great. So now you're looking at the iPad I'm holding right here. You can see that from iOS, you basically have the same ability to navigate your team's projects, collections, and your spaces. So I'm going to show you what it looks like to come into a space on iOS. So this space here, you see I can look all around, and now I'm inside of that space that we were just looking at. But also, the thing that you'll see if I shrink this down is that this space is actually in augmented reality. So excuse my my Ethernet cord laying across my guest bedroom here, but I can place this space, and then you can see, of course, I can move all around it and see it from all different angles. Anyone inside of this space, I can see, I can talk to. It doesn't matter that I'm, on an iOS device on this iPad. You still have this ability to interface with this space through this augmented view of the space. So this is super, super useful for multiple reasons. Number one, if people don't have access to the headset, it's a great way just to get someone who either who doesn't have access to at home, but maybe does have an iPhone or an iPad into the immersive content. But also, this is a great way to get even someone in a shared session in the same physical room that maybe isn't comfortable putting on a headset into the space. I'll show you also, you can reposition, dynamically sort of reposition the space, and the controls for that are pretty simple. And really, you know, just anyone can do this. So that is what iOS looks like. So it looks like we've got a few minutes left here. I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions. It looks like there are a fair number of questions in here already that I'm going to start looking through. Okay.
So Gabe, there are like 18 questions in there. So whatever you can try to answer, go ahead. And whatever we don't have time for, we'll send to you later, and we'll try to get answers and make that part of the post for next week.
Okay, sure. That would be excellent. Can you join? Oh, gosh.
I would love a lot of questions about AR plus VR.
Yeah, that's great. So someone's even joining here asking about Quest, joining today's presentation in Quest. That would be awesome. You know, I will say it's pretty simple to... As you can see, like, we had our team members in here. It's pretty simple to get into the Wild from any of these platforms. One thing I should say is the Wild is really built for small team collaboration. We impose a limit of we say 9 or 10 people in the space, not as a technical limit to 9 or 10 people being all that it is technically capable of. You could have a meeting with more than that, but it's more a social constraint. Whereas, you know, the experience that you have with a very large group of 50 is quite different from the experience that you'd have with a small group getting together. And we've really built and optimized the Wild around this idea of, you know, a small group of people coming together and working together inside of this space immersively. Another thing, Joanna was asking about augmented and virtual reality. So, wait, hold on, something's going weird on the audio.
You sound okay.
Oh, I do? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're able to basically have people in tandem between these devices. So it's not that there's an augmented reality mode of the Wild and then there's a virtual reality mode. The idea of the Wild is that you have people from all of these disparate devices joining together in the space as one, you know, fight their devices. Like, bring whatever device you can and have a common experience. I really feel like that's an important part of the industry, which is really just now emerging, is this idea of truly extended reality and not segmenting it into the idea of virtual reality and augmented reality and mixed reality, and really looking narrowly at the use cases for each one. I think that it should be up to the participant how and at what level of virtualization they want to participate in the space. And so in that way, we look at the Wild at its core as persistent spaces in the cloud that you can then access from any of these devices in any configuration that you'd like to access them from. And, you know, I think more and more you're going to see the whole industry heading toward this direction, especially as the devices become more multi-capable. You're already seeing this happen right now with some of the VR devices starting to add more of those augmented reality capabilities into it. And so it is truly a spectrum, and we want that to be up to the user where they want to live on that spectrum. Okay, it looks like we're just about at time. If you have any additional questions around specifics around files that we support or different workflows that we can enable, I just encourage you to check out thewild.com. You know, get in touch with us via chat there or via one of our CTAs, calls to action. Oh, God, I never thought I would be an acronym person. I apologize. and just check us out there. Also, like Bob was saying, please hit us up with your questions in the actual question box here, and Bob can follow up with an article on it. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure to present to you. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Gabe, I just wanted to say thank you very much for helping us kick this off. And it was a flawless presentation. At least, you know, again, it's very dependent on everyone's bandwidth, how well it's going to stream. But it was really impressive, actually. So thank you very much. Joanna, did you
have any questions? Thank you, The Wild. Thank you, everyone from the team that did a live demo in the webinar to kick it off. It was fantastic and looks like a ton of interest from a ton of questions. And so what's the best way for them to follow up with you and get a demo and test it out for their work?
Yep. Follow up with us at thewild.com. Super easy.
And do you want to just give a last shout out for the promotion you're running?
Oh, yeah. So promotion for people participating in this conference, we're doing a 3-for-2 promotion. Sign up for 3 seats and you get 2. I didn't really get into that, but basically The Wild is you have a team and then you just are able to pay for seats on that team. So seats are logins. You can access it from any of our devices via one login. You're just getting your user account inside of your team, inside of The Wild. So thank you guys so much. And I, you know, our sales team would be glad to talk with you more about that. If you're interested, thewild.com. Thanks.
Excellent. And I'm seeing a lot of questions about accessing the content after. Bob had mentioned that the content will be sent out and it will be available at VR Voice. So if you're not able to stick with us all day, you can go to VR Voice starting next week and access all of the content.
Yep. And you'll get an email announcement when it's all live. Gabe, thanks again. Clay, thanks again. And we'll be back momentarily with the next presentation.
Terrific. Bye.
Thanks. I'll stick with us. We're going to switch out to get a new presenter and we'll be back in.